talk about the survey that we did to address barriers to enforcing the school immunization requirements in North Dakota. So first, a little bit about why we performed this survey. North Dakota's kindergarten entry immunization rates continue to fall below the Healthy People 2020 goal of 95%. Generally, our kindergarten entry immunization rates come in at about 90% each year. And our exemptions are increasing, but they don't account for the total number of students who are not meeting their requirements. For the 2013-2014 school year, our kindergarten exemption rate was about 2.7%. In North Dakota, in order to claim an exemption, parents, if they're filing a personal belief exemption, just have to fill out a form. And most of the time, these are provided by the school. They'll just have them at the reception desk. So based on this information, it appears that schools are allowing students who are not meeting the school immunization requirements and who have not claimed an exemption to attend school. In North Dakota, our law states that a non-compliant student should not be allowed to attend school after a 30-day grace period if they're not up to date or they haven't claimed an exemption. So in December of 2013, we sent a survey out to all schools in the state via the Department of Public Instruction, and we used SurveyMonkey for our survey. We had a 40% response rate, but only 36% of the schools actually completed the survey in its entirety. So the first thing we wanted to find out is, when are schools letting parents know about the school immunization requirements? 22% of schools said that they don't let parents know about their requirements until school has already started, and 3.9% said that they do not notify them at all. So next we wanted to find out when schools were determining compliance, if it was before school started so that parents were aware of, by the first day of school, what vaccinations their child was lacking. And 58.4% did report that they determined compliance by the first day of school. However, 41.6% responded that they did not determine compliance until school had already begun. So then we wanted to find out what schools routinely did if a child did not meet the requirements by the first day of school. They were allowed to choose more than one option, so these don't exactly add up to 100%, but most schools did report either notifying parents by letter or phone call. 35.7% implemented the 30-day grace period, and 16.2% encouraged parents to claim an exemption. 18.8% allowed students to continue to attend school and took no further action, and 11% reported excluding students. So next we wanted to know what they did after the 30-day grace period came to an end. 22.7% of schools reported actively excluding non-compliant children, and 57.8% reported that they allowed the child to continue to attend school but just continue to notify parents that the child is not up to date. And another 11% reported allowing the child to continue to attend school and discontinuing any sort of follow-up. At this point, 22.1% of schools reported encouraging parents to claim an exemption. And finally, we wanted to find out what was preventing schools from excluding students who were not compliant. The most popular choice for this question was other. And again, schools were allowed to choose all options that applied. Common themes in the other category included lack of district, principal, or superintendent support, and concerns about students missing out on education. Other popular choices included that it was too difficult to enforce, or they didn't know how to enforce. And the last question that we asked is, what kind of assistance would help schools to enforce their requirements? And schools were allowed to choose multiple answers. The most popular choices here were educational resources and help from local public health. Many schools also said that a school nurse would be helpful, and North Dakota is a little bit unique in that we don't have school nurses stationed at most of our schools. So were we able to learn a few things from the survey? We found that the majority of schools allow non-compliant students to attend school with no consequences. Many schools are encouraging parents to claim exemptions. And several reasons were cited for not excluding students, including difficulty, lack of support from the district or school principal, concerns about the impact on education, concerns about funding being affected, that they are unaware of the law. And then we also found that resources may help improve enforcement. Thank you.
So we have time for a few questions. Would encourage people who ask to go up to the microscope. and the presenters to go up to the podium.
While we're thinking about some questions, I have a few. Jordan.
John.
John, on your presentation on chikungunya, you noted a female predominance. And then you also said, in addition to that, that one of the chief complaints was chikungunya. So I'm kind of curious about those.
Thanks. Yeah, that was interesting. So in Florida, we actually have the Florida Essence Syndromic Surveillance, and that was actually one of the things that someone put in when they showed up to the emergency room, so that they had family members that were sick and thought they had chikungunya. So oddly enough, that can actually be a way to find chikungunya cases.
And the female predominance.
I don't have a good explanation for the female predominance. In general, there's a slightly more females in the population, so no real reason for it other than that.
Hmm?
Jump on your airport, I need a seat here.
If females are? I don't know the answer to that. Does anybody else in the room know if females are more likely to?
Sounds like another study.
Isaac Simmons, New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. My question is actually for the presentation from Texas on pertussis. And I was very struck by the mention of allowing people to get out of vaccination by internet-based registration. So I have a few questions about that. One is what level of documentation you asked for to confirm that you were getting a reliable, that you're actually getting something from the family. And then second, I was very curious whether you were able to use that information to your advantage, for example, by making sure that the pediatrician was aware of the exemption or by ensuring that the parents had answered a set of questions to ensure that they were aware of what they were actually signing up to do.
So the process is right now, if a parent wants to get an exemption, they go online, they put in the children's date of birth, and that is it. We're only allowed to collect the zip code and then how many individuals that was, so individuals, children. When it's mailed to them, they have to on the form, they mark which vaccines they want their child to be exempt from, and then they have to take it to get notarized. So there's kind of a little, some barriers there. And then at that point, they have they take it to the school, and it lasts for 2 years. But we're not able to collect a lot of information, which is unfortunate. Yeah.